And I'm going along the beast, or the couple are going along the beast. We were up to, we started the Gemara early, Amar Rava. So let's go over the Gemara briefly, and then the thesis. Amar Rava, Rava, they divide about 10 lines down to the top of the Amar. Amar Rava, Shoga, Adam, Shabbat, the Rabbi. If you have a Shoga, a person, a bushy, a person or an animal into the bush, depending on the piece, right? So Rashi told us, this is what we spoke about on Thursday, Rashi told us, we're talking about where it was a journey we pushed in. It wasn't one person pushing in and then the other person pushing in. We're talking about where it was a journey we pushed in. Okay, so Shoya and Adam, Shadot for the boy. And Shoya and Adam together pushing a person or an animal into the boy. The enemy is not here, regarding the blocking. Any hazard caused by this push? Kulon chayovin, all chayiv. Why is the bar of boy chayiv? Because the Ruyan Ayin Nosan holds that the bar of boy is also chayiv. So the bar of boy is chayiv, poshut, the Adam is chayiv, and the Shoy is chayiv. Shoy is chayiv to the Shoy is chayiv for care. Adam is chayiv, of course, Adam is chayiv. That's a guarding this. The Indian Abbot's boy. If the person who was pushed in was a person, or not animal, it was a person, regarding the extra four things, the extra four things, I mean, besides this, we're talking about Tzarek, which Shevet, but it's the other four things which is solely put on the person, on an Adam Amazik. So then, only the Adam is going to be Chayim. Why is a boy not chayiv? A commission boy is not chayiv. Sure, is not chayiv. Also not. So the Adam is chayiv for all the five things. The Adam is chayiv for all the five things. To make brothers, again, this is a liability which is unique to a person that he has to pay for the cost of the miscarriage, cost of the brothers. Adam chayiv, Mishoy, the boy problem. There's no such shield of Adam Amazik. Of a boy hamazik regarding brothers. There's no fear of share hamazik regarding brothers. Really, that's possible. So we started Tesis last week, and I wanted to jump to that Tesis. Okay. So Tesis show the Adam Shadach for the boy. We're talking about kings, as Rashi explained. There were three people involved here: show the Adam and the boy. And we're saying the Bala boy is chayav. So Tesis says. They can't be talking about what happened. Lo shadoch of Esau become on it. Cannot Adam become on it. Cannot be talking about a first case where a person pushed in this animal or pushed in another person become on it. It can't be. Why? Kim Kim Bala Boya Mayra Chai. Why is the Bala Boya Bichai? Why is the Bala Boya Bichai? To Otto, Kim Yosef Adam Talisa Shachabiri Beish. Would you think if a person would put somebody else's talis into the fire, the ish of the into somebody else's fire, if he is chayim by the ish, with the ish be chayim, it can't be. So we spoke about last time, or Blair, or not from Petrovich, from this girl. They all speak out a similar idea that when it comes to bone and ish, you're only chayim for what the takara you made. You made the takara, you made something that can cause damage. And something that causes damage is only something which can cause damage naturally. If due to somebody else's input is going to cause damage, that's not included in the original takon you did. So you made a boy. A boy is a kind of anything which happens naturally. Obviously, an animal falling in is a natural occurrence. An animal pushing another animal in is also a natural occurrence. But for a person to on purposely push someone else in is considered somebody else's input. Which is included in the original digging, and therefore the Bala boy or the Bala ish gave a pot of that. So if the person bumped into him and it fell without a kavanah, they can understand. Yeah, that's included in the original thing, but that's not considered somebody's input. It could happen without intent. But if you did it with intention, somebody else came along and pushed it in, that's considered an outside. Help an outside influencer push the guy in, and therefore it's not included in the original Torah. The Bala Boya, the Bala Ish can't be chayav. The Svara, we saw in Tosfos also earlier, they said that the Svara, not the Svara, but the Bala Bori or Bala Ish, be high. Any answer? No. What? You lost him Shia, save for areas. Meaning?
We're supposed to have to make the law, which are all liable for pretty much everything.
Okay, if the reason why the person would be possible is because of onus, then it'd be right. If the reason why he's possible is couldn't have thought that maybe somebody would push somebody else in, you know, off his. Then you'd be right, that's the problem. It's also shared to say the moment in your time. We're saying that's not one. The reason why it's potter is not because it's an onus, rather it's never included in the original takor. Takorah means, why am I chayv? I'm chayv because I made it takorah. Takorah lies in the takorah is all the shear or onus that could possibly happen. If it does not included in that takorah is an act that happened from outside. If a person uses my tekara to damage something, that I wouldn't be chayv. That's not included in my original deal. To answer your question, you said tekara b'shir zirayin shri chayv. That means, what's the idea of tekara b'shir zirayin? I did something which I was chayv for b'shir. And therefore, even an onus that happens is considered what I originally did. But lightning is a natural occurrence. It means when I dig a pit, so when I, for whatever it is, the lightning could happen, so included in that is any natural occurrence that can happen. Now you're right, normally, if you're completely honest, I wouldn't be chayav because I didn't think about it. So you can't be chayav for something you didn't think about. But really, in that thinking what you did, includes the fact that it's lightning. It's just you didn't think about it, so maybe you wouldn't be chayav for it.
Not something or somebody pushing something in.
But something pushing someone in is included in it because that's all part of natural phenomena. But a person who uses a seichel and uses my tekara to damage somebody is not included in my tekara, that's using my thing. For instance, example would be I make a hammer. Somebody comes on, takes my hammer and smashes a window. Am I hired for that? Because if my hammer wasn't involved, I'd be able to push it up in the broken. Why not?
Can I use that example?
Why not? Had I not made the hammer, the window wouldn't have broken.
You're allowed to make a hammer. So you're not allowed to make a
broken. One second. Am I allowed to make a hammer which could very well cause injury? No. You can't make something which could cause injury. You don't have to make something which could cause injury. We know I have to make a hammer, you're quite right. So what would be, am I allowed to make a hammer and leave it where my keys are? Am I allowed to do that?
By leaving it there is a shear, not making
no,
a hammer.
So I left the hammer, I left on the table, wrong gave a person and smashed the window. Am I going to be a chayav for that? But if a monkey would do, I would be a chayav. So what's the pshat? Why am a person does, am I not chayav? A monkey does, I am chayav. What's the pshat? Terence is, because included in making a hammer and leaving it here, I agree with your line, leaving it here, included in that is, that's considered it's a color for all natural phenomena. Anything possibly could happen. I'm never dreaming of a monkey taking it, but it's possible. And therefore, since it's possible as part of a natural thing, it's all included in my original act. But for a person, somebody else to come along with his own sake, to make use of something of mine, it's not considered that I did it and somebody else was making use of it. Rather, it's like a completely new act. This guy is now, a new guy is coming on and making use of something of mine. That's what he's doing. It's not included in my original act.
So this would be different for a Hashem.
In another
situation, what about his realizing that another show might push it in?
That's all it's put in the original takara.
So I'm saying that's part of this specific case in that Abu gave.
No.
Still?
No.
If it was a show, it would have been a chayav.
He wouldn't be a chayav.
So we can chayav now because the show was involved in this case. Yes. In this case, the show was involved.
Yeah. So if you look at my cases, we're talking about if the person did it, it would come off, right? Interesting. If the person did it, it would come off. So I'm not quite sure how it happened that the person with the show doing it would come on, but as much as the person's involved in it, to consider the person taking over this. I hear you are. Here you are. It could very well be that this doesn't have like Rashi that both put it all together. It could very well be. Rashi that they all did it together. The last one takes was don't take him. Lo yishad of him. Odd on the Karam. What happened there? There was a show here as well.
Yeah, first the leader shore. First the leader shore. Yeah, I need a shore. Like I'm plowing, I need more muscle. So I need a shore, and the shore doesn't work with me.
No, but it's in the person who's there. Not the person who made the show. The person who's there, we've come on. So it's an honor, a good honor. Why haven't we had a show that didn't come on? And a person with come on. Together, they did it together. Take a show with a person working together, what would be that offer them? On the one hand, it is my vote with the show. So the time the boy in the show, that is my tekola. I'm saying here, somebody else doing it with Kavana, would maybe it would be that it's an interesting thing, like regarding me and my boy, me and my show, the boy in the show, they are working together. Now, all of them is a bit working on his own.
No, if you're working with the show, you're basically a baladala. I mean, in practice, you don't say the Kavala side, the person.
Yeah. No, it doesn't mean that say the person good is on the show. I don't know what the case is exactly. But as I said, it could be that this doesn't matter. I'm talking about the both together. A case of a person pushing into a boy, a case of a show pushing into a boy. And therefore, to say, at least that one we can't understand the places. If somebody else takes use of my thing, although I might be the share leaving it here, it's not me, it's not my takola. And therefore, I wouldn't be chayav. Right? Yeah? Have
that's by the board. The board and the person.
Yeah, Asian person. And I mean, if somebody leaves, we were talking about our bikes, you know, a bike on the street, and an oncoming company and start swinging around the bike and hits people with it. So, am I tired that I left my bike there? Or no, this new guy, he's taking over the technology. He made this new, he's making use of my technology for something else. So, Tyson is Poshuk. There's no way that the original guy, Bala Boy, is going to be Chai. Because there's somebody else here on purpose taking over.
But the person who, the district leader, the person, has to be a bouquet.
Or the person.
Yeah, everybody else is there. Come to my fish. Yeah,
right.
So, how do we come on? How do we come on? Somebody will come on.
Okay, very good. The monkey case you mentioned, the person will be high for that?
Why not?
How does it fit work?
That's fine.
I said, but a boar stationary, something falls into it. Here, you do a monkey's picking up and throwing it.
Yes, it's a bit of bone and age together. It's a real one, too. It's a bit of bone and age together, which I hide. It's similar to leaving a fire, and then a kid comes along and takes the bone. The fire goes out all the time, so it would be good. Yeah. You got a question on that one?
With respect to the monkey, is that something that's always, when you still have to keep in mind what we learned previously, like the place that no camels go to?
Right, so Asian monkeys could come home. They beat the cross of sheer safety bias. We'd be fine for that. And not everyone would be sheer.
As long as they're.
Yeah, okay. So now, all this leads us to the end of taste. And once there's a dollar, we must be talking about an odom without kavanah. Right? But if a person did it with kavanah, then the balabai wouldn't be chayav. So we're talking about odom without kavanah, that then leads us to a difficulty. Because the rule is a pushes, the only chayav form, if you do with intent. Without intent, there's no shayach, not shayach pushes. Don't have an apostle. Spotting that where the questions are wrong, it talks about the two people were fighting, and somebody then held on to the bushel, held on to the area, embarrassed and badly. So, there we don't have to there, has to be a secret bushel. And then we don't have that, it's only if it is, we come on, that's where we go. There we go. Yeah. There's a possibility that there are two men fighting, and then Something came wrong and held down by Lauren and embarrassing Lauren. So the boss said, no, see, from there we learned a little boshes, boshes, if you do it with Kabbalah. So, only if you can do it with Kabbalah. Now, we just said this person didn't do it with Kabbalah. So, if so, why is he chayiv for Dalit Varim? Why is he chayiv for boshes? Dalit Varim are Tzar, Rikud, Sheves. Okay, those things are meeting with that Kabbalah. But boshes. Boshes needs Kabbalah. So, what's Pshat? Yim Toyma, Yishalei B'Kavonah, in the first meeting of Islamic Jews. Yim Toyma, Yishalei B'Kavonah, Hanai Yishai B'Voishes, Vaidu Chai B'Voishes. Mahamana Yishai B'Voishes. But it says, Neiman Abba Al-Gorim. Now, interesting, some Yishai learn, Abba Al-Gorim means Nezek Tzah B'Voishes. Means Abba Gorim of Olamamad. We already said these often. Moving on to Olamamad, Nezek Tzah Ribui Sheves. And not Boshes, because it's like a monarch. That's how. Has anyone arrived if Rashi agrees to that? That's what Rashi wanted to tell us. Shein Levadi, Rashi never told me Abba Gorim apart from this. Not the Nezek Tzah Ribui Sheves, rather Nezek we spoke about today. Rather, Boishes. They did it without Kavanah. Why is it here, Boishes? That's a kind of places. Him tell my him show the Kavanah, and my side the Boishes. Why did he for Boishes? Yeish Lema. She goi she yoto olam v'shas v'vilas chaver v'choshe v'kavon. The person pushing in. He did everything without Kavanah. But then, as the guy was falling in, Yoda Odom, Bishas Nefilas Chaveir. As the person was falling in, the person was already aware of what he did. He pushed the guy in, and Reuven pushed Shimon in, by mistake, not with intent. Now, as Shimon was falling down and about to hurt himself, Reuven is now aware of his deed. Says that places in that case, you
can't do anything at that point.
Can't do anything at that point.
So what does his awareness have to do with it? Yes,
yeah, the question. The chosher kavanah, it's considered with intent. We need a rifle. It's how can be? Where do we find such an idea? Maybe the hava is happened to say, hey, peace. Oh, I've got you a rifle. Ask me for a rifle. I've got one. There's a very basic model that is happened. So let's have a look there, over there. What is that talking about? We'll see if it's got any shackles to what we're talking about here. The last is the place that we've done.
End of prayer place?
End of prayer place on page 27A. Kamzai and Allah. Kamzai,
no?
Kamzai. Why? I like Kamzai. Okay. Omer Rabba, the first words in the line is Omer Rabba, it's about 12, 13 lines down. Right, we have it on the top. 27 in. Omer Rabba, you have it? Did I have it?
Yeah.
Omer Rabba. Not far from Yerusha Garden. Something fell off the roof. No, they know. Gurusha, even the Tsuya. There's a very strong gust of wind, something you shouldn't have thought about it, and it fell off. They hit the obvious and damage, and it also caused some new embarrassment. However, the Hezek or Poto, the Dalit Mori. It's high for the Hezek, the Poto, all the other things. Why is it Poto for all the other things? Because it's Rosh Inuitsu. Rosh Inuitsu, you're not high for the other four things. Adam for Hezek, you're always high, Adam for Boga. But the other four things not. But if it was a Gurah Mitzvah, if he fell with a wind that he should have expected, then you can't say it was an onus, it was something he should have expected, then he did any damage, ubiish, and he caused embarrassment. Chayiv v'dalet dvorim, he's chayiv for four things. Which four things? Nezek, Tzar, Ribui, Sheves, all those things are things he could have expected, that he's chayiv for it. They put on the bridges. Why is it possible for bridges? They don't come on. you should have expected that you didn't have Kavanah. But, and then they want to pay him for it. So that Kavanah, that's what you thought. Essentially, the model of him is happy. But if he turned over, Chayiv Afarachis, he's Chayiv also the Bushes. Says Rashi, which is happy. The Achash Hiskelim, after you already started falling, you see this Rashi, it's 12 lines down or so. First of the line is Postalot. His Rashi name is Habib. The Achash Hiskelim, after he started falling already, he turned himself over. Says Rashi, to discover the Limpoy, Allah Hodogan Ostoy, he had intent now to fall on a particular person. For his own benefit, then he's chayav upon the bushes. Then he's chayav upon the bushes, and he didn't have kavanah to embarrass, he had kavanah to fall on this particular person, then he's chayav upon the bushes.
That's not at all
the case
here.
Huh?
That's
the
not the case here. You you had kavanah.
One second, let's just do a little bit more kavanah. I keep going on the same place. It says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Mashal Shalom, here's the Pasuk. Here's the Pasuk. B'chininotza ha-moshim yaktov ishto ochid. It's in Gvarim Kafei, Pasuk Yudayim. If two people had a fight together, because the Yishis Ha'efod and one of the wives of one of them, the Hatzah is ishto, he had like here, she wants to save her husband, so she's doing it with Kavama. The shoulder yonder next week of the bush on. Then I love it. The Katay says, couple. If the cut of a hand, which goes out, say, well, does it mean that? It means, says Rashi, Mama and the main bush. She has to pay the bush. They cost three sockets in that. So from this poster, we learn the image of bushes. And said the poster, Mama, the time there. He says she stretched her hands, obviously, to do this act she has to do. So why does she stretch her hand and held on there? So what's the meaning of that? If you had kavana to do a hezek, you're going to be chayav. In order to be chayav for busha, for boishes, you need kavana. You don't need to have kavana for the boishes, shavoy. You need to have kavana to be mazik. So in this case here, this person fell off the roof. He didn't have kavana to be mazik. He turned himself over. Says Rashi, why did he turn himself over? To fall on a particular person so that he should hurt himself on the floor. Now also, for his own benefit, he wanted to fall on someone. So he had kavana to do a hezek. He didn't have kavana to be busha, boishes. He's going to be high.
Why do you argue that he had Kavana Latsilas Asmo? His Kavana was, you know, his Kavana was not to damage someone. His Kavana was to save himself by falling on something softer than the floor. And in the process, somebody got hurt. But that's not Kavana to hurt.
Yeah.
It is Kavana.
Yeah, but the knowledge that when you fall on something, you're going to stop yourself from getting hurt is, I want to hurt somebody else to save me. Seems to be Bush's is more. In the straight state behind the person falling, the first thing he's thinking of, but you're right, he wants to save himself. How does he want to save himself? By falling onto something. That's an act of mazik. Had kavana to do that act of mazik. Now, that causes a certain embarrassment. That's a cause. That's not the act of doing. The cause of a certain embarrassment. That's only if you have kavana. The patient says, no, you're not. If you have kavana to do that act of mazik, it's right here. So how's that got anything to do with absolute given on the chips? Now Gortesu says here that why you have the vicious in Adamon and given on the pitch, why you have the vicious? Why should you have vicious? How he did it when he pushed the person in without Kavana. So why is the other one pushed in the high vicious? Says Tesis, no, he knew the guy was falling as he fell. And we know from Absolute and Gimon, after Zion, if you know about it, afterwards, you're going to be high.
No, but there's a new person. Come on, when you were back, you knew that you were trying to project someone. You didn't know until after that I was midair.
Right. Yeah, that's the question. What's the question about? Here we're talking about a case where, as Thesis says, He knew as he was falling, he knew that. Okay, so what the ankle already happened, everything done. In the case of the Chavzayim, the person turned over. That was an act. He turned over to fall on that side. So what is the connection? What's the connection between it and the club? That is the kasha of the Chaznish and others. What's going on? So there's somebody called the Vikari Lev Mali. Don't normally know that French, sorry. But this one, he happens to be American, so we're allowed to do it. Rosh Hashiva of Beis Talmud in Brooklyn, from Bialystok region. Okay. So he says like this. He's got seven ayin aleph, lusha over the mana, because you're not going to go. That's one point. He's got a shayla kiyur, and this idea that you need to have kavana. What is this idea that you need to have kavana? What's the idea behind it? So you've got two stodim. Is it a din that the maisa boishes has to be done with kavana? Is that what it means? That when you do a maisa of boishes, that act has to be done with kavana? Or no, there's two different things. There's a maisa mazik which you did, and then there's a tonight, all the boishes, you have to be aware about what happens. But nothing to do with the original act. When a person does an act and it's time for boishes, only with kavana. What's pshat? Is pshat that only with kavana means because the original act has to be done with kavana. If the original act was done without kavana, you wouldn't get paid. Or the original act is the original act that doesn't have kavana. The pshat maisa to deny. Oh, you do din mi yuchum shal kavana. You've done a maisa mazik. Another thing is that you need kavana levash. And you've got no shaykhs to the maisa head. Is this idea of boishes in Yikavana, is it connected to the original act or not? When you say the achai for boishes only with kavana, does that mean the original act which you did have to do with kavana? Well, no, the original act was a maisa mazik, and that's what you did. And that is a different thing. The din is the shas, the busha, you have to know about it. Yes or no? Says the Dei Malin. Then your eyes got drama along with different outtakes. It's clear that they understood that this idea that you have to have kavana has nothing to do with the original act. Nothing to do with the original act. It's an independent thing. You did an act. And as you're all shouting at me, the question happened, the kavana happened afterwards, really happened. In a phenomenon, there's two different things. One thing is you have to do a mice and magic. You did that. Another thing is that. Shas the bush, you have to be aware of that. And that you see from this. And that's what Jesus understood this happened. This happened. The reason why you're having this happen is not because when you turned over, that was considered a maisa mazik. No. The reason why you're having this happened is at the time of Busha, he knew what he was doing. At the time of Busha, he knew what he was doing, and that's why he's chayav for what he did.
And that's
why did that same happen?
Say, the same value changed his mind.
He became aware as he was falling.
That there was a kavana to be mazik. I mean, this is like you're taking a step way after. You're aware. Every time there's a busha, people are aware.
Well, that's it. That's answer your question. That's answer your question. They needed a zapper in order to make it into a meister of a
miskavanesik.
Because by operation, you need to have the one of the head.
Okay, so right. You fell into the fire, all right? The one
that. How did
this guy fall? I understand.
But in the case of the Chavzayim, the wind blew him off.
Right?
The wind blew him off. Just the wind. Yeah. Let me just read this again. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to check if you answer. In a house on Mount Gopher, in our study, it says, Elon Machai, you know, he's sorry. You can't say it's chayiv because of the kavana. That happened afterwards. Maisa hezek was earlier. So why is it chayiv? Hezek is chayiv when he did earlier. So it says, I'll go for one second. I'll go. Okay, we did that since this year in the head. Mafarshi, the gamba nisaper, in the case of the saper, Achiv Eimei al Mais Shem Yitzhak. The reason why his car got to be turned over, and Achiv Hu al Mais and Afilam. And the Achiv was learning from Mais and Afilam. The saper, Mahani Rak Le'inim Kavono, the Rosh of Yitzhak. In order to say that he had the Kavono for what he's doing, I have to say he turned over. I guess as he's falling.
Why did he stop that? You're saying he's not fall over facing forward. And he's crashing into a person and he had no kabbalah whatsoever, but he had an awareness that he was, and that's what you don't need to kabbalah. He's changing a kabbalah to awareness. That's awareness, you don't need to stop it.
That's a small
it's just a barrel that in order for a dime, you wouldn't know what happened. So of course didn't have kabbalah.
Huh?
He can figure it out. I mean, the reason to know is so you could prove that he did have a
lot. Yeah.
He had to close your mind.
Yeah.
Awareness is not the one.
So he's done it. He's done it. It's all about Kavana. I mean, that when I push right there, I was a mistake. As I was seeing, as I was falling, this awareness is enough for the Kavana completion. That's how he's done it. So you're asking the arms why this happened, why the head's enough seeing as he's falling, as he's falling up.
It says that their awareness of the Kabbalah is the person who's falling, he's still involved in the act.
Uh-huh.
This guy, the act is already portioned.
That's why it's a concern.
No, but that the tariff doesn't make any sense. Because whatever awareness he has came afterwards. Even if awareness was equivalent to Kabbalah, I don't see why it should be. But even if it was, he would have to have been aware who shot Maisa.
No. That's what we're saying, no. When this guy fell off the roof, right? What would be, that's the shadow, what would be if he fell off the roof? And then he turned over and he became aware of what was happening. When he became the bush,
when he rushed, yeah,
come to the big money, no, so come to the stasis, no, why? Because the reason why he had the bush is not because now it's a new act, it's all done with the original act. The original act happened already. Now the act of Malik. The reason why this happened is just to make it that you had the Kabbalah afterwards, and having Kabbalah afterwards. Can make you have, but you have to have an original act. So if the original act was Rosh Ha'im Mitzvah, you wouldn't be chal. But here, there was a Rosh Mitzvah in the Ma'adach of Zayin. Or in our case, the person pushed him in by mistake. So that was the original act of Mazik. And as long as there's a Kavanah that happens later on, it's enough to become chal. A Chiddush Gadol in the taste of this. Okay, that's fine. You can give a Chaznish. Chaznish has a Kasha. All right. The Kasha is a very strong Kasha. What's this? Right. What? Just the answer seems to be an implication, but it's a very hard answer. The answer seems to be that the Kavanah you need is not a Kavanah of a new act of Busha. It's not. It's a Tnai in the Maaseh Mazik. You did the Rizal Hezek, you can only be Chayav Bishas if you're aware of it afterwards. It's a massive condition. Let's see, please, again, that part. If it's without Kavanah, why should you be Chayav for Boishes? So, first thing on you are Chayav for Boishes. So, first thing on that, the four things mean besides Boishes. We're doing going with different qualities. In Toma, Isha, the Kavanah, Amai, is Chayav for Boishes. Why should we be Chayav for Boishes? Mishloima. He knew about it as the person was falling in the river. And it's considered with Kavanah. How do we know that? It helps. Maybe the Haman is half of Sephiroth, but it's understood. Said the Imam. In the case of the person falling down, the reason why his hyperbations is not because as he turned over as a new act, it's not because of that. Because as he turned over, it's showing that he had Kavanah to land on a particular person. And having Kavanah to land on a particular person in Chayav, even though the act already happened earlier, so to him, the act already happened earlier. And having Kavanah afterwards, then enough to become Chayav. Shmuel asks with the Oroz, in which way did it manifest itself? He showed that he had Kavanah. The good Oroz. There, he had to turn over to show. Here, where was the showing? So, all right, I don't have an answer to that. That's the case which the brain will ask and a possible solution. Okay, that was that part of the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Now back to the Gemara. That was in our bones. Now, what about Ibn Kaifa? Kaifa's relationship to Evans.
Because it's
an injury.
Because it's an injury. It's an injury.
Time on these 5 minutes before the motion. Or if for whatever reason, this person caused them in this, is the only person there and he's not aware of the embarrassment. I mean,
he wasn't aware
this injury took place. What do you have to check? Or what was that?
He didn't have Kavanah to have it?
He didn't have Kavanah.
He wouldn't have a reason.
If he's, we're saying if he's there and he sees it after that, would be happening.
If he had come on with it, yeah.
Even if he did not have come on.
If he come on a meeting, he's aware that's what's going to happen.
He's aware that's what can happen. We're saying we're saying after it happened, he sees it.
No.
Is that what we said in this process?
No, this is as he's for it. Right. As he's for you, he sees it. This shall not be this for it. As he's falling, he's aware of that. Right?
Yeah, but it's after he pushed him.
Yeah. After the act, before it happened. After the act, before it happened, right? The act was pushing him in, and then he actually hit himself on the floor. After the original act, but before it happened.
But before?
Before he actually got damaged. Number three. Yes, Marshall.
And if it was after that the guy fell off the floor?
The doctor already got embarrassed. You wouldn't be
embarrassed. The guy walked over, he didn't see him falling for a reason. He hears him screaming after he's already on the floor. He comes over, he looks inside the pit.
It's after the fact. He's already had the musha.
The musha is not looking in.
Okay.
So now the guy's coming over.
Yes, they would be tired.
He would not be tired at all.
The only time of both is if you had Kavanah off the head. Or, yeah, didn't have come up for the next month. If you had got, you knew about the head that's about to happen. If it happened afterwards, you wouldn't be fine. But actually, that's the case with what I was talking about. Also, the case there where the person fell down. Also, I have my experience. Know that the person was embarrassed. And so, unless he did that act, it showed that he had come on to cause him embarrassment or to cause the head that he wouldn't be fine. Okay, fine. Let's go back to the other one. Even Kofer. Kofer, larger evidence. So we said, who's chayv of kofer? Who's chayv of the evet? Only the shor. Shor is chayv. All the work to him. Why is all the pato? Why is all the pato? Very good. The Indian kofer shor the evet. Shor chayv all the work to him. The Indian kaidim. The shor tzelach doshim. All the shor chayav in the work pato. Then you gave him, but it's possible to kill him. Show him Sulam Doshim. A boy is possible to show Sulam Doshim. Adam and show a Chayog. My time. So, what's the Gemara right now? My time. What's the reason? What's the reason for what? You've all prepared the Gemara, yeah? So, my time. What's the reason for what? Why is boy possible to show him Sulam Doshim? Where does that come from? A shor is chayim, if it's a gap, a shor is, that was a common problem. It was a king apostle, a shor would be chayim for that. So a bow is a potter, where does that come from? Why should a bow be potter? A shor is surah v'dosh. Says the Gemara, I tell you why. Because there's a apostle in Parashat Mishpatim. By the time I would grow up, meis yeh loy. Now, meis yeh loy. B'mi shameis sheloy. Yotzalesh yeh meis sheloy. The pasuk says, if an animal falls into a pit, pasuk says, "Kiyta ish boy or kiyich ish boy bech esenol." I'm reading the pasuk of the Torah. The not for shama shoyet amoy, a shoyet falls in. Bar amoy shalem. Kes the biyoshu levolov. This is all the pasuk of the Torah. I'm not reading the Gemara at the moment. Bar amoy shalem. Kes biyoshu levolov. Va'ameis yie loy. Va'ameis yie loy. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, a mace yellow means Gamzal Yosha. So only if this mace belongs to someone, meaning you're allowed to then feed it to dogs. This carcass, something got used for you, maybe you feed it for dogs. But if this carcass is not able to be fed to the dogs, then no fear for boy. A mace yellow, says Rashi. Must not be Russian, of course, but that's how it is. All right, Gemara. So, this is that Gemara, Mamesi Eloi. If the, we're referring to a case where the mace is his, excluding this case where the mace is not his. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Says Rashi. My time here, see what the says Rashi, first white line. My time. My time You can't eat the cheder, not you're marking the cheder fat. It's also for us to eat the cheder of the carbon.
That's always
a non-carbon.
A non-carbon is allowed to eat cheder.
You're not allowed to make use of the cholov, so it's like the gizam. You're not eating the meat, but you're not allowed to have the cholov. You don't have the actual animal, not the outer thing. You don't have the wheat, the wool. You're not allowed to have the milk. And you should eat it, and not for your dogs. You're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. Therefore, carcass. What are you going to do with the carcass? You can't eat it. It's a beaver. So what can you do with it? So normal carcass, what you do with a normal beaver, what you do is you give it to the dogs. Like it says, they said you should give it to the cat, you should give it to the dogs. But here you can't. So you can, from this possibility, putting this edition, you can't redeem English like you know the cloak. So the leader says to him, no, this animal is in the pit. Dead animal. Is there anything you can do with it? It's not me, Shaloi. So there's no shield from both. So all I'm going to show you, there's no possible excluding Sheikh Salam Gadosh from all I'm showing. But the boy is possible, the possible tells me that the boy is possible.
So wait, are they going to be non to everything to fertilize? Like with the parlor, there's a problem with the fertilizer or the leaves or something like that. You could even have a feed. He has a mamish, like, burning up or something.
Or that's a bit better. There you go.
But you have a knob, it's like the same, like an knob of a plow. Well, if you use it for like fertilizer, you put it under a bush or something like that.
Check that. Okay, so it says the. That's when you use the bottle of Isia, don't you? We need it. Remember the sheet of the Rabban. You think Rabban was so clear about this point that if there was a shame someone else not by the boy, remember the sheet of the Rabban. But we buy the boy, Rabban had to shine about this. The boy, Rabban had to shine. Show if someone does it. Show if someone does it, shall not have the boy. Now, what's the deal? What's the name? Hi, Vamis Yeloi. This word, Vamis Yeloi, is that come to tell me, Vamishamish Yeloi? It's coming to tell me, oh, Mikhail, if the carcass you can make use of, your tradition, Amish Yeloi, excuse in this case, where you can't make use of it. Or it did well, maybe Vamis Yeloi, the Bible in the time of the video also. Maybe the Bible Vamis Yeloi has come to tell me, who has to get out this carcass? So, I'm talking about a carcass, a normal animal. An animal falls into a pit. So, this carcass, you've got to eat, obviously, you can feed it to dogs, you have to send it to grain. So, it's got a value. So, who is the owner's responsibility to take out this animal to Sabbath. I know. Can the Bala, the Nizik say to the Matthew,
good boy,
killed my 10,000 shekel animal, pay me 10,000 shekel. Or can the Bala boy say, no, I am paying 8,000 shekel. There's 2,000 shekels worth of meat in the boy, go and sell it. Or the Bala, I mean, the owner of the cow, say, no, we don't want to do that. You deal with that. You want your 2,000 shekel back, go and sell it. But you owe me 10,000 shekels. So who's the one that has to pay? Who's the one that has to deal with the carcass in the pit? Nachmin, obviously, as that carcass is lying there, it rots, it goes down and down and down in value. And eventually, if no one's going to deal with it, there will be a 10,000 shekel damage. But who has to deal with that? Who does the Bala Bori say, I need 8,000 damage. It's 2,000 in the pit, you deal with it. You don't want to, that's your business, but I'm only paying you 8,000. Or the Bala Shari will say, no, you owe me 10,000. You deal with a 2,000 shekel. So it says to the Mara, Roma has a softening thought.
Who accepts the miracle, Mara?
Huh?
What did you say? Nothing in all cases. Who brings the person that value?
Right? All right.
Who brings that?
Who brings that? The base. Right? So it says the Gemara.
It's amazing. It's going to be the shit.
So the data won't take 3 weeks to come.
They've got all the application, it's what I want.
So then we'll bring your mom. Some people do, what's the you have to bring them, some people don't have to back there, no matter what. Alright, so it's the Gemara. Boss of the Vaya, so what's in most cash? How can you tell me that's time to time? So shape so we dosh him. How can you come to time? Shape so we dosh him. You are. So we're not seeing your problem for you. He thought he had a sovereign, maybe the boss can tell me something else. Maybe it's come to tell me that over there, the bag might be in the top of the window. Everything in mind, boss of the bay on the question. Permit, well, we really had that shaker, but then he resolved the shaker things. I mean, see, no, it's come to tell me what I mean, see, it's come to tell me.
Lawyers
on the defense. What's my message? What's your conclusion?
He's Pata.
The owner
of the cow, the owner of the cow is the owner of the court. I mean, with
the owner of the court. The owner of the court is Pata. If it shapes the Rosh, that's what it must be. My message is that the Misha means Shaloy. Yotza de Shaina is Shaloy. Shapes the Rosh and Allah is Pata. That was all the software.
But he made money.
Huh?
He made money.
Who paid money?
He was part of this animal.
Yeah.
So why would we call that just on that? It's for his, whether or not he can now take it out or not. Why would he be at a loss for this animal? The Mishra, he bought it, he redeemed it.
Yeah.
The Mishra, okay, he can't take it out, he can't use it because of specific technicalities. And so this person damaged something after he paid it.
The boy damaged.
What?
The boy damaged.
The boy damaged. We're saying, let the boar off the hook. Let the boar off the hook. If they turn it off,
that's it.
Right.
All
right, it seems like it's discussing who has to deal with a $2,000 carcass in this. Not saying that the other guy got $8,000.
No, it says two drops of water. I may say,
good.
I may say, like, I'm telling you two different things. Number one is coming to tell me it could be that if it's a shape of Doshin, he's bottom. Barbara is not married for shape of Doshin. I may say, like, only if the mace could be used. If the mace can't be used, then the Barbara is not married at all. Which
that
is. Or he's going to tell me that the Nizek has to deal with the
carcass. Right, so normally we're saying that the Mazik, Mamishiyah, goes on the Balabor. Not on the Nizek, on the Mazik.
I don't know what you mean by that.
In other words, the Balabor is the Mazik.
Yeah, sure.
So when it says Mamishiyah, in a normal case, we're saying that the Balabor is the one who has to deal with if he wants to collect. If he has to pay 10,000, he needs to deal with the money.
No,
because we're saying that here it's not from ACLO. Right? Because here he's not allowed to enjoy the benefits of the carcass. It means in a normal case he would.
Balabai has a pit. Kesser Yoshi with Oro. He has to return the money to the owner. Now,
who's
loy? So we're saying the mace goes to the nizik. If the nizik would be able to use the mace, right, then the balabai wouldn't have to pay. Would have to pay for the damage they did to this animal. But if this animal cannot be used for the nizik, then the balabai doesn't have to pay anything. Or you could say, to the mazik. If the mazik could use it, then the mazik has to pay for that damage. If the mazik can't use it, the mazik doesn't pay at all.
Right, so this doesn't prove mazik
anything. Doesn't prove mazik anything. If you come and tell me, if you can make use of this animal, then there's a chiyuv boy. You can't then not. Says Rambam, but I call divum shat in this pasuk. But Meisiyeroi, the nizik has to deal with the taking out the carcass to sell it. Says the Gemara, Rambam originally thought so. Then I retracted and said, no, but Meisiyeroi is going to tell me that the shoyps of Magdoshim, that the Baal HaBoi is potter. If you can make use of the animal, then you're fine. If you can't make use of the animal, then the Baal HaBoi is potter. That's the Gemara.
Robert
originally thought this possum coming to tell me. He wasn't sure. Perhaps the possum coming to tell me that the nizik has to be in the tumble with it.
Okay, so then according to this now, Robert, so then we reject that as the nizik, so then it should go to the mazik. In other words, if the mazik is not coming to say that it's the nizik.
Okay, half a second. I'm saying, we must go ask that in a second. I'm asking. So the mazik says now, okay, the nizik is going to tell me, I don't know, it's potum, the damages are happening. To a shoyf surah al-Dosh. Read the Gemara. So, where do you know the din of Amis Yeloi then? How do you know that? Where do you know the din of Ayyub Tafi Bevela? Says the Gemara. My, well, lost the place. How do you know this other din? This question you're asking all the time. How do you know the other din? How do you know by time to the answer the Gemara. Now, the Torah says exactly the same thing again. Says the Shoy is the Gerach, not the Shoy. Karen, Rameis Yeloi. Oh, why does he have Rameis Yeloi? Coming to tell me that by the time to the Vein, what to do if you have a Shoy, the Gerach, not the Shoy, kills it. The carcass is worth a certain amount of money. Do we say that the owner of the dead animal can say to the Baal HaShoy, you killed my animal, pay me the full whack, and you deal with the carcass? Or the owner of the show will say, no, I mean, down to your 8,000 shekels, and you deal with the carcass. So it's a positive I may see a lawyer to say to the owner of the animal, the dead animal is the one that has to deal with the carcass. So we have a positive that tells me that that buying a tap in a minute dream, no? That's the possible show. And we have a person tell me there's no fear, so they have no touch.
How does Amish Yellow show that it's the Nisik, not the Mazik? I mean, look at it the other way. You damaged my thing. So the Torah says, pay up in full. And well, I should pay up in full. He has a carcass in. Yeah, and they'll keep the carcass.
Yeah, not gone. Not gone. Oh, okay. If this one's a sugar about that, you'd be right. It's not okay. You might discuss it. So all right, if Mark does discuss the answer, how do you know if you're amazing? Maybe it's going on the magic. So the Mark brings it to the answer. So where are we holding?
My brothers.
So now the Mark's got a good cash. So always got two Mark's got a good cash. But now the Mark's got a question to the right. How we should follow up. We've got two pieces of ECLO. One part of our ECLO is boy, one part of our ECLO is show. What's a positive of the body telling me?
He's mother.
At least there's a word.
He's mother in the case of Sudan.
Yeah, should some of those father. What's a positive of Amisiano show telling me?
Amisiano.
Who cleans up?
Jamisa.
Who cleans up? Amisa. Who cleans up? So why? Who tells us that in this way, not in the opposite? Let's see, if Amisiano boy is saying who cleans up, and you're hiding for shape so we don't him, but the shadow is who deals with the Nevada.
What's it matter?
When the boy is high for Shaykh Saragoshim, or when the show is bottom for Shaykh Saragoshim.
No, why can't we say the Hekesh?
There isn't. Imara said clearly not. Imara said that the show is high for Shaykh Saragoshim, and the boy is bottom for Shaykh Saragoshim. How do we know the boy is bottom for Shaykh Saragoshim? Because it's about me, see it there. And then the chibor is showing his sky and Paul shows him not shame because it doesn't say about Messiah though for him on that. It says about the bad with the
Messiah. How does why can't we attribute both to both?
So it wants,
why can't we say both to both?
Because it wants that each one's got life. When each one's got life, you can't stop saying peace. There's a reason why the Torah said over here and over here like this.
But that's the shadow of the Torah is also getting it in the context. So why not just stick with the context of the Torah's Gideon as opposed to a change?
What's the top context?
The context was the first one's dealing with or the second one's dealing with.
Yeah, but how do we know that the words, Mamesi Eloi, for the first one means that Shoyf Shoyf Goshma excluded, and the Mamesi Eloi, the second one, is going to tell me that the Bayer Tabak and the Rabbeinu, the same words could be explained the other way.
So, Masha,
it seems like the context of the first one is doing
what? You look at the Pesukim after the Tariq. Yeah, I would have said. Okay, we've run out of time. But it's just two more lines. We'll try and get there. Aper. This is our way. So he's saying Stavro. It's more logical to assume that there's a tool by Boy and a tool by Shoyf. By Shoyf, someone does it, excluding saying I'm old and hasn't done that right. It's more logical to say that's by Boy. Why? Because look at Boy. In Boy, there's loads of. Those are loads of Pturim. Boy is not kind of everything at all. Boy is part of for Adam, Boy is part of Kaden. So you see, Boy is not such a mazik that Pturim is so high. Therefore, it makes sense to say if we're going to exclude one of them from Shurik's or Roshim, we'll say it's that one. Abraham says, come on, we start with what we have a Boy, a Hurdle, Pot of Kaden. And he says, Abraham, I'm going to include the other now. Got the place?
Yeah.
Mustago. It's logical to assume Tom Gabi Boy, Potter by Boy, Hoyol, or Potter by Sakin, since the Torah exempted Boy for Kingdom. So it makes sense. The Torah exempted also Boy for something else. Maybe right on that. Let's say it's like just the opposite. Potter Gabi Show, the Tosh be by Shoy, Shakin Potter by Hansenetic. This, by Shoy, there's an amazing leniency. You only have half damages. Shoy is not only half damages. So maybe if we see the Torah exempted the Shoy across the board and half damages, maybe also to exempt the Surah Mugdash. Says the Gemara, Kulay Nezek Mears the Ashkelon. You want to say the Shoy Surah Mugdash will not have at all. Right? But when we find the Torah completely exempted the personal liability, Shoy time only half. Boy, you find it. The body is exactly, completely parted from Canaan. So, maybe just that the Torah exempted the boy from Canaan completely, so to the Torah exempted the boy from Stuna and Goshen. Very good. Okay, this was a bit of a long share and a bit of a long mark, but I have two chazal big mark. We also have two tastings that you have. This is in the paper. And Tosfos on Imran Kiva. Look to Tosfim. Okay. Then you create an Imran Kiva. All right. You have to share Tuesday.
Rosh Hashem. Tuesday, Rosh Hashem.
Okay, well.
So the person writes something, is that considered, and not the people are considered a mice, but is the person writes something, like, bears something, like, writing something, is that considered a mice?
Thank you. Good night, call to my spence.